Brilliance Audio presents Beside Herself by Elizabeth Laban, performed by Aaron Bennett. Part 1. Surprise. Chapter 1.
"He would have loved that,"
Joel whispered, leaning back against the seat as the train moved slowly away from Penn Station and New York City. Hannah scowled and shook her head. How could he possibly think that? But she couldn't talk now. They had picked the quiet car on the Amtrak train back to Philadelphia on purpose, so they could read and maybe even sleep a little. She fidgeted in her seat and looked around. There was nobody behind them or in front of them.
"What do you mean, he would have loved it?"
she said so quietly, Joel didn't even react to her. She nudged him, and he jumped.
"What do you mean, he would have loved it?"
she said again, a little louder.
"He would have hated it."
Joel considered what she'd said and nodded. His face said, "You're right." He was ridiculously optimistic, but also quite reasonable, two of Hannah's favorite characteristics of his. She was satisfied for a minute, but then wanted to talk more. They should never have picked the quiet car. It was something they often joked about, fantasized about, really, something they could never do when the kids were with them. When they were all together, everything was always so noisy, constant talking, whining, laughing, crying. Right, that was why they'd picked it. Because they could. Their two kids were at home with their babysitter, Monica, waiting for them. They had only a few precious hours of peace left. But now she wanted to keep talking, mostly about the event they had just been to at NBC to honor Joel's father, Richard T. Bent, who had anchored the NBC Nightly News for 24 years. Richard wasn't well enough to make the trip, so they'd gone in his place, and it was a good thing they had. He truly would have hated it. He never wanted any of it to be about him. It was always supposed to be solely about the news. In fact, she could imagine him actually rejecting the beautiful wooden plaque they now carried back so carefully. She knew he wouldn't want to put it up on his bedroom wall at St. Martha's Manor in South Philadelphia. He'd gone there for rehab after a small stroke and never left. That was over a year ago. Hannah peered behind her to get a better look. It was
sample complete. Ready to continue?